Sit bones are grounded. Spine is connected. Visualize the breath moving up the spinal column all the way up every vertebrae. And as you exhale, visualize the breath moving right back down. Take a couple really slow breaths here, just feeling the breath rise up very slowly. And as you exhale, feeling that breath descend down like it's washing the body clean. And a few more breaths like this, inhaling slowly, visualizing the breath rising up. Exhale, feeling the breath wash over the body clean. One more slow, deep inhale, feeling the breath rise. And exhale, feeling the breath descend right back down. From here, go ahead and place both hands on your belly, connecting to baby. If you're postnatal, you can place one hand on the belly, connecting to that place that held baby, and one hand on the heart. And if the strap around your back is starting to feel a little funny, you can loosen it up and just sit in Baddha Konasana or a cross-legged position. Okay. As you're connecting to baby right now, the next visualization we're going to do is a birth visualization. So those of you that are postnatal, you're just going to visualize the gratitude that you felt during the process of birth. Everyone, visualize the base of the torso, the root of the torso, the genital area, the area where baby's going to come out through the vaginal canal, through the cervix, from the uterus out. Visualize that like a lotus flower. And for now, the lotus flower is still a little bit of a ball. It's not opened up towards the sun yet. It's nighttime, so the leaves have curled around themselves. The lotus flower's kind of closed up. It's resting. And I want you to fast forward in time until the day that you're going to give birth. And visualize for a moment, where are you that day? Is it morning? Is it evening? Are you at home when the first contractions start? Maybe you're out somewhere. Just have this be a pleasant image. So visualize the most ideal place that this could happen, the most ideal circumstances it could happen in. And visualize with those first contractions, that flower begins to tremble. And as the contractions get stronger, maybe over the next couple hours, you actually start to feel them as they start to feel like menstrual cramps in the beginning, and then they start to get a little stronger. So as they start to get a little stronger, one petal of that lotus flower slowly begins to open up. And as it opens up, the day in your visual image is transforming into midday. So the sun is rising up overhead wherever that lotus flower is growing. And as the sun is rising, that one petal is opening up to greet the sun. And then you have another petal as the contractions keep coming and the body keeps opening. Another petal starts to slowly open, 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 and greet that sun. And again, as the contractions keep rising, another petal begins to slowly, slowly open and greet that sun. And keep moving with this image of the contractions, not as something that actually contracts the body, but something that opens. Because that's what they do. Contraction is actually kind of a misnomer. A contraction actually opens the bones. A contraction actually opens the cervix. It opens the pelvis. It does not contract. It expands. So with every one of those sensations, you are feeling the expansion. And pretty soon that entire lotus flower is completely open. It's blossomed wide. The sun is shining. It's midday. That lotus flower is completely open. The body is completely open. And you are ready to give birth. And from this beautiful place of opening and strength and power, visualize now baby's head coming down the birth canal. And as you visualize baby's head coming down the birth canal, visualize yourself pushing baby out with ease. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you're going to do it with ease because you're strong and you're connected to your body. And as you push baby out, as baby comes out through that last final push, you hold your baby in your arms. And the reason we do this meditation is to practice the process of birth so that when that day comes, when you're in the middle of birth, you've already prepared for it in your mind. It's not coming as a shock. It's not coming as something that is frightening or foreign. It's something that you're welcoming. Now go ahead now. Come back to this present moment wherever you are. Bring your hand back on your belly. Bring the other hand back on the heart. Seal in this image of welcoming your baby into this world. Seal the image of welcoming your baby in the most perfect possible way. Just visualizing the best possible birth you can have. And then from that image, take both hands to the heart. Seal in that image in the heart. And then go ahead and bring your hands together in prayer pose, Anjali Mudra. Go ahead and bring the thumbs to the third eye for clarity of thought and consciousness. Take your thumbs, gently touch your mouth for clarity of speech and communication. And back to your heart for the most important one, clarity of action. Namaste. Thank you so much for coming, Mama. Thanks for playing and practicing and moving. Yay. Yeah.